says, the Gemara says by us on Dalam and Aleph, just a couple of lines. It says, seemingly straightforward, I'm sorry, that's the next sugya. The sukkah was higher than 20 amas high, meaning it's possible, it's more than 20 amas, like Rabbanan in the first Mishnah. But the hoots and yardim is so chafama, but there are leaves, you know, the tips of the branch, the tips of the leaves are sort of protruding downwards, so they come into the chafama area. So then the Gemara says, it depends. If these leaves have produced more shade than let it in sunlight. So otherwise, no good. Okay, so it seems they're pretty straightforward, simple Gemara. The problem is, Tosus points out that this seems to run against the Gemara in Erevin that we saw last time. The Gemara in Erevin also talked about a sukkah, more brought it up in connection with Mavli, but it talked about a sukkah where some of the schach was above 20 amas, some of the schach was below 20 amas. It sounds like a very, very similar tarak case. So there were two lishonos in the Gemara there in Erev and Daf Gimel. According to the Lishna Basra, it wasn't a problem. According to the Lishna Basra, it's kosher. Okay, but according to the Lishna Kama, it comes out that it is Xerah Drabbanon. Midarais is also good. It's Xerah Drabbanon that said that you can't use such a sukkah. So that's the question. How do we reconcile our Gemara over here with the Gemara over there, right? So we saw Tosis here raise this question, and Tosis says there's a fundamental difference, because really, when the Gemara there says that the part of the schach which is below 20 amos is, I mean, Lechora, there's very simple terrors, right? Lechora, the two sukkahs aren't connected, because the Gemara there seems to be talking where the seems to be talking about, you could read it that way, Chamosa Merub Mitzilosa, that whatever sticks down below the 20 Amma mark, Chamosa Merub Mitzilosa. And our Gemara specifically said that the Hutzin works only if the Hutzin are Tzilosa Merub Chamosa, so it's not the same. The problem is, Tosa is bothered, but you know, that can't be, because why can't that be? Because what's the Havamina to say that it should be okay? I mean, if it's, so Tosis therefore kind of reworks it. So Tosis has to say that what's going on over there is that the mitzvah schach, the part of the schach that's below, it actually is right now tzilos and rechamosa combined with the schach above it. In other words, you look at the enochanami. In other words, there is right now in the bottom of the sukkah shade, more shade than chama. Why does it say chamosim or mitzilos over there in Erevin? That's what Gemara says, because the concern is that if there's going to be a lot of wind, it's going to blow away the part that's below, right? So then, what was the language Tosis had? It says, he says, came, so, just a moment, I don't find the words in Tosis. Well, the Tosis there said it clearly, no. That's what showed the Tosis there. We had it back in source 7, right? Tosis says, before Shri Chamos Ritzilos, Aydei Shiyobo Haruach V'yafazir, Ad Shetehei Chamos Ritzilos. That's the language of Tosis there in Dav Gimel. It's the same thing it says here, but again, I thought it was more expressed more clearly over there. Because the concern is that in a Hanami, right now, there is Tzilos from Chamos, we're afraid, and that's the Gzer Darbonim. Midarais, it's good. In other words, the question was, if it's Chamos and Tzilos, how can it be good with Midarais? Right, according to how can we give it the rise? The answer is because it's combined together with the schach that's above chav, so that's good enough. The only thing is that we're concerned that ad sheyovo rifaz ad shetehei chamos mitzilosa. Okay, well that's what we're afraid. But over here in our Gemara, we're not afraid of it. Why? Why are we not afraid of that eventuality in our Gemara? Because this row of hutzin, there's so much hutzin. That's the language of Tosaf the end. Yishmol the hachi, yishmol the hachshi yosef. She's row of hutzin. Right, there's so much hutzin, we're not worried. Ruin in the sky, but cow, okay, kachim ha'yosham davar samech. As long as I'm resting on something, resting on the walls of a sukkah, it's resting on a board, whatever it's resting on, there's enough that it's not going to get broken away. So that's the distinction, basically the distinction between the two sugyas. According to Tosa, on a simple level, is how much stuff is there that's below chav. That's really enough. There's only a little bit that's below chav, so then we have to be concerned, at least on a darbanon level, that it's, wind is going to come and knock it away, and then you'll end up with chamos and with tzilos, and that's why it's no good, and that's why the Gemara there has a gzera, And here there's no such there, because here we're talking about lots of hutzim. That really emerges from Tosus over here, to rectify to the two sugyas. And Tosus over there gives a second teretz, which as I thought about further, it really comes out that maybe, you know, it's similar to that Rabbeinu Tam that we saw about Daf Tes and that the others quote. And it's really a few other Rishonim say it. And that is, I understand it correctly, you know, I looked over the Tosus again, sort of the Od Nuchal Lomer, that the issue is that if you we asked the Kasha, how could it be talking about Chamos and Mitzilosa? That's no good, right? How could it be good? The answer is because, at least on a Doraisa level, you can say that the Schach that's above, since it's not the Etzem Schach Puzzle, it's not inherently anything wrong with the Schach, just the wrong height, but it's not inherently wrong, so then that could be Mitzarev. So they made it Drabana and it doesn't look right or whatever. Okay, but as long as it's inherently, whereas our Gemara doesn't have that concern, because our Gemara is Takeh, where the part that's below Chaf is by itself Tzilos Mecham Moshe. So that's the other Teretz of Tosfos. Okay, then we saw the Sukkah and Daf Tes, which talks about building a Sukkah under a tree. Okay, the Sukkah Bas and Sukkah, Daf Tes, the Sukkah Bas and Sukkah, Daf Tes and Beis. Which we also said, we looked in the Rishonim there, also seems to present a problem for our Gemara, because the Gemara there, Daf Tes and Beis, says that the only way the Schach Pasul and the Schach Kosher are intertwined, they're good, is that Taka intertwined. The Gemara's conclusion, B'shechavta. Remember that was the language of B'shechavta, which changes the equation. Because Shechavta, again, the issue is you have a tree, the Sukkah is built under a tree, and it's no good. And the Gemara says, let's look at it quickly, Tes and Beis, Amar Rabba, Lo Shana, Elo, Bilo, Shit, Silasim, Ovi, Chamasim. Ava Chamasim, Ovi, Silasim, Ksheva. Okay? It's kosher. If the tree doesn't give off that much shade, and still the majority of the shade is coming from the schach and not from that tree, then it's kosher. Okay? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What good does that do? It's still the ha, the key line, the ha, come and star of schach puzzle, behave schach kosher. That is the Gemara's kasha. Okay? So the Gemara answered, no, amarav papa b'shechavta. What does b'shechavta mean? Since they intertwined, what does it become now? It becomes like one Tarovis, one conglomerate, and the regular rules of Bittel take over. Oh, Bittel Barov, so it's bottom. Okay? The question is, why didn't our Gemara ask that very same kasha? Why didn't our Gemara, Daf Dalet, says, our Gemara says, as long as the Hutzin, the Tzilas and Rechamasa, is good enough. What do you mean? Well, come at Starif, right? The same kasha. Okay? The Gemara didn't ask that question by us. The question is, why not? So we saw the Rush, okay, and the Rush says this basic. Well, let's take a look at it again. The Rush is on Perek Aleph Siman Yud Dalet, right? The Rush on that Gemara on Daf Tes and Beis, not the Rush by us, which we'll come to for today. But the Rush over there says Umayri She'ein Asukos Osmur Chamos Ela Machmas. The Rush emphasizes what word? What's the word that the Rush emphasizes over there? The word mitzdarif, right? The problem over there, the sugya over there is talking about where the our sugya is talking about where there's enough hechsher schach, kosher schach in just the hutzin. That's what the Gemara says. The hutzin themselves represent what? Kosher schach. Okay, the Gemara over there says it's only with a tziruf. It's only when Umayri says the Rosh, she'ein asukah tzilas mechamas ela machmas ilan. Okay, Hapostle Shemashlimo, the Tzilos Merchamas below Ilan Lo Mivsula Machmas Tziruv Schach Puzzle. In fact, basically, what the Rosh is saying, the Gemara's answer. What's the answer to the Gemara? The Gemara asks, "I will come and starve a Schach Puzzle with Schach Kosher." The answer to that question. So there's no such rule. That's basically the Rosh is saying. There is no such. What do you call Hakam Mitzdarev? It's only probably underline the word Mitzdarev when you need that Tziruv to create Hechsher Schach. To create the correct tzilos and rechamos, the correct ratio of shade to sun. Then when you need that, oh, that's a problem. But in our Gemara, that never comes up on Daf Dalet, because our Gemara is talking about where the part that's under 20 hours, the hutzin, the yaryas in 20 hours, are by themselves tzilos and rechamos. So you don't need the tzira for this. This schach pasul, because it's not the schach pasul. So what? That's the chiddush. That's a big chiddush. The Rosh says, as long as it's the sukkah is by itself a kosher sukkah, the fact that on top of it there's more schar, there's more schar. That's not a problem. And it wouldn't have been a problem on Daf Tes either, under the tree, except that we're talking about what is not. It's mitzirif. That's the Rav emphasizes. Okay? V'chein mash v'losh mitzirif la'hashlim hashir. Okay, I'm just going to order and say, yes, no, it's a good idea to get it all in order. Okay? La'hashlim hashir, then, okay, like you suppose other places where you have the word mitzdarfen. Okay? So therefore, that's why there's no steer between the, our case is, again, the chiddush that emerges from the rush is that if I have a kosher sukkah, then whatever schach is above, kemandalesei. Right? Like it doesn't exist. It's irrelevant. Okay, I'm sitting in my sukkah. I have schach that's less than 20 amos. And then that's kosher by itself. What do I care what's above it? I don't care what's above it. It's only when I need what's above it to present, to yield the proper shear, then I have a problem with schach posel. Okay, then you have to say b'shachovton and b'shbitol or whatever else. Okay, that's what comes out. Good, that's the one. Then the Rosh quotes another opinion from the Avi Ezri Rav Yoh in the name of the Rival. Okay, they disagree with this principle. They disagree with this principle. They say it's not true. You can't just disregard the schach that's above. You can't just disregard that. The only way you can disregard, they come up with one strange case where taka, the way the branches of the tree fall out, so they're not actually, you know, anything which is over, if you have schach, okay, let's say bamboo poles, but above the bamboo poles is branches from a tree, so that at the end of the day, the bamboo poles are not what's generating the shade, it's the tree that's generating the shade. That's no good. According to the Rival and the Rabbi, that's no good. Okay, it will only be good in such a case where the branches are is taka where there's no bamboo poles. So then the bamboo poles where it produces shade is taka what's producing the shade. Right? That's how the Rav Yoh says the name of the Rav Yoh. Okay. So therefore we are concerned about what, and that's what Rav Papa says on Daf Tes Beis, but b'shachovta, no, it's tarovitz, we bitl, whatever else. But by itself, he disagrees with the Yisod of the Rosh. We consider the Rival, the Rosh quotes, the Rival and the Rav Yoh disagree with his Yisod. They say, what's above it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Even if, we can't just disregard what's above. Okay, even if you don't need a Fitzirif. Even if you don't need a Fitzirif, it's a problem. Because it's logical, because at the end of the day, if you have some kind of awning above, so good you have bamboo, but that's not what's generating the shade, right? So then the only question that they have to deal with is, so then what about our sugya? What about our sugya? The most of the branches in our sugya, Daf Dalet, are above 20 amos, just the hoots in a yard, and what's generating most of the shade, okay, what's generating most of the shade is, it's stuff that's above. So according to them, it should be no good. Back to square one. Why did the Gemara ask the same kasha and have come of Teretz B'Shechovton? We didn't do that in our sugya. So that's where the quote of Benatam and says, no, that's only a problem. It's only a problem of mitzvah of schach posel, schach kosher, when the schach posel is inherently posel. Oh, it's tolosh, I mean, it's mechuber, it's part of the branch, then talk of a problem. But on Daf Dalet, there's nothing wrong with the schach per se, there's nothing inherently, the etzim is nothing wrong with the schach, it just happens to be too high. But a schach, qua schach by itself is good. So then even the Rav Yoh and the Rival will admit, in that case, it's okay. That's how we resolve the Gemara's. Okay? That's what we have it a little clear now. It was a little difficult, like I said, but hopefully it's clear. And by the way, the Ran, who seems to side, we had the office with the Ran on 14, the Ran on the Sugya and Daf, the Ran is on Daf Dal and Beis, page 2, the Sugya and Daf Yud, the Daf Tez, the Ran seems to hold like the Rav Yoh and the Rivok, and he's Medayik, the Lashon of the over there in Daf Tes and Beis is what? Hosa Sukasa, sounds like the Kosher Sukkah. By itself, not like the Rosh wanted to say that you need the tziruf with it. Okay, so that's how the Ram also says. Okay, everyone's clear now on the circuit? Good. Okay, so I want to look at the Ritva. There are two Dira Maskos in the Ritva together. And the first one is sort of explained like Tosa, then he gives a second, another Teret. So let's go together in 15. The Chidush Ritva, again, that's on the Sugya. This Ritva is on the Sugya on Daf Tes. It's an Ar Sugya, Daf Dal and Alav. Ar Sugya. It's written for by us. How is it going to matter? So I'm a hutz in yard. Ikal made that. How do I mean a pair come the Arab? Right away brings up the Arab problem. Mix is khakh lamal ma esem in so so lamat esem kshera. The afa gav di kalash to lay lasalik ma shalamal ma esem. Even if you shave off, close, right? You trim, trim or thin out, you shave off. E klash lesalik mashamam esim have either chamosim or mitzilaso mishul the chalasukah tonight. We'll get back to that point. He gives you something else. It's at the end of the Gemara, but uvatosis pirshu haratosis and atosis there too. Mashem lamata meetsim tzilaso or chamoso who. Okay, that really you have to say that what's below is chamosim tzilosim or chamosim. Otherwise, how do you have a habmin? How to be good doraisa? Remember, in the lishna kama, it's good doraisa, just not good rabbanon. Because lishna basim is good altogether, but the lishna kama. Okay, it's talking about where it's not, it'll fall apart, it'll fall down. If it's not enough by itself. He didn't really chop anything down, but we look at it, right? She'ilu nito mashmalameda mashmalatim tells bruach, right? It's not going to be strong enough to serve as a mavi because a mavi beam has to be able to withstand the general wind and so on. Avo mikol makom achshav davakayim hu afilu mashmalamato hu parchinan zohachanami gabi sukkah. The more by asking that by sukkah should be good, by definition must be saying what? It's tzilosim ruchamoso. Otherwise, how could it be good? But it looks like if you're cutting off, the problem is going to be chamosim. So I'm leaving out the chalasukah part. I've got to come back to it. V'yesh l'farash afid divrayim, that he loved this chash l'mata be'atzmo chamosim u'mitzilosa v'afilu omer kayim. V'im kein hecham ad'minu l'kore, v'ikalash l'an telos beruach, v'ilu kore mash v'soch esim, har yesh bo shir roi l'echshem mavoy, ela d'haba mechzer kviyosa, it's just not going to stay there. V'hash d'miya ha kviyah, but now it is good. V'ein mashal mala bo, ela let's say spius mashal mata. V'ilu gabi sukkah, ain b'mashal mata shir l'echshem sukkah. Says to us understand, if it's chamosim rubin tzilosa, right now, that's what the Ritvos is, but that's Tosis. Ritvos explaining Tosis. You said it, explains it well. Because, again, Ritvos said, let's look at what the situation right now. Okay? By a mavui, by the beam for the korah. Okay? So it's true that if I would shave off top of it, it'll be too flimsy, it won't be bria, it won't be strong enough to withstand the wind and so on, which is a problem. It's the telos beruach, so that's a problem by mavui, right? But right now, it's good, yeah? Right now, it is strong enough. Right? So in order to be parallel, you have to say, says the Ritva, that right now, it's also good. But if you're saying that the hutzin are, not hutzin there, it's the stuff that's lamata michav. If the stuff of lamata michav over there is right now good, then it's got to be tzilos murmicham also. You understand? The Ritva is, the Tosa doesn't use this angle, but the Ritva is explaining it's parallel. The sukkah makes it parallel. So it's the same thing by sukkah, the same thing by mavi, the more goes back and forth. So it's the same lumbus, the same logic. So right now, it's true that if I shave off the top of the beam, it's going to be too flimsy to tip. But right now, before it's shaved off, it's strong enough, right? So to make that parallel to sukkah, I got to be able to say that right now, the part that's, again, with the beam, right now, the part that's lamata michav is good, is strong enough, because together with the top. Good if I shave it off, it'll be a problem. Right now, it's good. So to bring that parallel over to sukkah, you have to say that the part that's now lamata michav is right now, is good. Well, right now, it's good is only if what? Tzilosim ruchem also. So it's got to be. Okay, it has to be right now. Tzilos v'chamosa. Okay, so you have to maintain the parallel. The ilu gabi sukkah, 5 lines in the bottom, 6 lines. Ilu gabi sukkah ain't mashmata shil hechsher sukkah to chamos v'tzilosa. V'nim to ikar hechsher sukkah imashal mala. You need the part for the ikar, not just for the strength or for the to remain sturdy or whatever, but you need that for the ikars. Alavadai the gabi sukkah nami shir shalom yesh bishach shalomata me'asrim. You gotta say that it's Havit Silos Murchamoso, Elohai Omen Kaim, Ashatashla, Elashibishila, Avish, Aminano, Lakano, Lakan. And you thought I know Fazel Zeb, Avichamos Murchamoso. We're concerned, yeah, right now it is good, but it moves around. Okay, the wind blows it and so on. Therefore, Then it's parallel, because now the top is what's keeping it in place. The schach on the top, the thickness, the ovi of the schach that's above the 20 amma mark, is what's holding the bottom in place. Now it's exactly parallel to the mavui by Aaron. So that's it. And he says, "Vizel perish noah miskabel," a good perish. That's basically Tosfos. He just comes at it from a different point. Everyone get it? His voice saying that's the, and I. What about by us? What about by us? By us, the hutzim by themselves are enough. Yitake don't need the upper part to hold in place. By the Gemara and Erevin, you need the upper section to hold in place, and therefore we got bonner. It's no good. Okay, by Mobi, maybe it is good. What goes there here, what goes there, whatever. But the point is that it's the upper part that's holding in place. By us, you don't need the upper part to hold in place. The upper part is serving no function. The hutzim, the robe of the hutzim, and so on. However, that's the end of that Dibur Maskon, the Ritual. Then the Ritual, actually different editions printed on. The Ritual then goes on, the top of the next page. Aval Iker HaDobar Keteretza Achash HaTiretza B'Tos. It gives another Teretza. I don't think that's the other answer in Erevin. It's a different answer, a different Bali Tos, I don't know. The Hosam Gabi Schach Ahu Shalomat Mesim Omid Ba'atzmo Velo Ol El Shu Somei Koma Shalomala Menem V'Hu Nitvalo. He's a different angle. He says, one second. When it comes to Schach, what's holding up what? It's the bottom part that's holding up. See, with the beam, it's one unit. So the weight of the upper part can, I think is what it means. Okay? It's one unit. But by schach, it's a bunch of different branches and sticks and poles and bamboo and so on and so forth. So lemaisa, what's holding up what? It's the bottom part, actually, says the Ritva, that's holding up the top part. No? I mean, whatever's resting on the bottom, it's being held up by that bottom. So the Ritva says, look at his words, Shu Someh Khomashlam and therefore it's Tafel. Ulafikach Loma Bayosheno Poso Dum the Sukkotachas Ilam Elashimit Starif Imola Hakshir Kiloa Kola Matem Esim, a tremendous finish, Ritva. Okay? Ritva is saying, guess what? The Pschach that's Lamala Michov is not only we kind of disregard it, like we said before. Okay, we said before, Rebbeinu Tam, whatever. So even the first approach, like that, Tosfos Daf Gimel and Erevin, Daf Dalanaz, we disregard what's above. Adirabba says the Ritva, since what's on the bottom is supporting the top, therefore whatever is on the top is tufel to the bottom part. Not only do you disregard it, not only does it not possible. It actually can contribute to being kosher. You follow? Not only does it not pass, that's language. Lo, he says, Lo mabayish en oposo dum de sukkah tachas ha'ilon. Okay? In other words, this is like super chavton, right? It's chavton plus. We said on Daf Tesam Beis that if chavton, so now it becomes a taroves, and therefore the schach that's possible, namely the Mechuber schach from the tree branches becomes is bottle with the regular the rest of the schach, so therefore it doesn't possle it. Here we're saying not only doesn't possle it, even if it's not chavton, even if it's not, it's tofel anyway because it's being supported. Says the Ritva, he says, and therefore, that's what's it's ki'ilu hakol lamata meyeser. That's, so you don't, according to this Ritva, you don't have to come on to the Teretz of Tosfos that he elaborated in the first part of the Maskil and say, well, really right now, the stuff that below is Tziltzum Ruchamta. It has to be. Otherwise, but what a concern, it's going to blow away without the top part and so on, right? To make these, but you cannot say, says Tosfos, you cannot say that the stuff that's Lamata Mechav is Chavosu Mitzilasa. How could that be good to raise it? Says the Ritva over here, no. Pshuto, the Ritva is saying, if I'm understanding correctly, I think I am, the Ritva is saying that the stuff that's below Chav is Taka Chamosu Mitzilosa. So how in the world could be good Doraisa? Because you're Mitzarefit with what? with the stuff that's the Ma'al Michav. Now it's good. Now it's Sotamur Chamta. What do you mean? How can we starve for the stuff above? The stuff above is possible. So you don't forget every time that it's not possible by Etzem. Even if it's possible by Etzem, or even if you don't have that Chiddush, you know why it's good? Because the bottom is supporting the top. And therefore the schach that's resting on the bottom part, on the part that's by itself no good because Hamasim or Mitzilasa, but the stuff on top becomes tofel to the stuff in the schach on the bottom. When I say top and bottom, I mean below and above 20 Abba, the 20 Abba mark. So now, says the Ritva, that's taka good. And that's what the Gemara there means. The rice, it's good. So the Rabbanan, it looks funny. People see most of the stuff is above chaf, whatever the Gzer Rabbanan was. But that's what's going on. In other words, he's saying differently than Tosus. Tosus has to, forgive me, kvetch a little bit, to say that really, right now, it is Tzilos and Rechamosa, but we're afraid that it'll blow away, right? And by Hutzah, we're not afraid because there's so much of it. That's what Tosus says. The Ritva in this piece is not saying like that. The Ritva is saying that Taka in Erevin, what's Lamata Michav, is what? Is Chamosa and Tzilosa. Aye, so how could it possibly be good? What's Lamat Michav? Because we combine what's Lamat Michav with what's Lamal Michav. What do you mean? How can you do that? I thought Lamal Michav is no good. So not Rabbi Natan's answer, no, it's good, bad sin. You don't have to come on to that. The Ritva is saying differently. The Ritva is, and not what also what the also not what the Rosh said. Yeah, it's also not exactly not what the Rosh said either, but you don't have to come up to either of those answers. The Ritva is saying that no, when what's on the bottom is supporting what's on the top, it's automatically, not because of Rov and Bittel, but what's on the bottom is automatically the Iker, because it's being Somech, it's what's holding it up. Okay, it's what's holding it up. So, Memela says the Ritva, it's Ki'ilo HaKolamatim Esim. Now it's like everything's under 20, and that's good. So that's a tremendous chiddush, no? But that's how the Ritva learns. If I'm with me, you don't have to come on to Tosus and say we have to pretend. Well, the wind might blow it. No, right now, but etzem it's takah chamos and mitzalaso. The stuff below 20 is takah chamos and mitzalaso. Why? Why is it kosher? Because together with what's above it. What do you mean? How do you count together what's above it? Because it's so mechel. It and so lo meboy in the language of the Ritva. This is the key line. Lo meboy shein a poso. Not only does it apostle it, like in the case of Sukkot where it becomes the Tarovis by Chavton, that's a big Kiddush for you. Alright, what about Baz? But the Hutzim aren't supporting anything. By us, the Hutzim aren't supporting anything. The Hutzim by themselves are pretty flimsy. Right? They're just the tips, the leaves at the end of the branch. They're being held by what? But what's above, right? Again, you picture a branch, and some of the sticks at the end of the branch, the leaves extend down, they protrude downward. That's not holding anything up. So therefore, that's why we insist by us that the only reason it's going to be good, you can't be with Sarafit with that. Why not? Because not supporting it. Adarabha, that's being supported as well. Therefore, it's only good if what? If it's the Hutsin themselves are Psilos and Rechamos. You follow? So it's a different way of looking at the sugya. That's the Ritva. Got it? It's a different point. He goes, "Avahaka behutzim she'enam omdim ba'atzma utul amala kilo habitzilos rechamasim lesum shmchashivus ubetele kemandalesto adra." But they become kemandalesto, not supporting anything. Ukeilu kol aschach lamala me'ashim. If anything, what's tuffle to what? The hutzim are going to be tuffle to the other. Where in Erevin, the top part is tuffle to the bottom part because it's being supported. So even though it doesn't have hechshes schach. Because it's not Hamas and Mitzilasa, it is Hamas and Mitzilasa, but you can, the Chiddush Ritva is you can combine it with what's above it. Yeah? But in our case, it's not, in our case, it doesn't work. Okay? In our case, the Hutsin aren't supporting anything. Other than the Hutsin are being supported, and it's Ke'ilu Kosma Mesim. The Chiyav Mitzilasa, and Hamas and Shikshera, the Lord Minister of Alasa Shalom Mesim, because I mean, Mesukha Shazilan, Shakoma Shaytach Zilan Batel, okay? Pirish Mitos, the Hassim who, the Hasam who be Elon Shapsula Matsmo. Avoschach the Elyon. Now he comes on to Minatam. He says, aye, so why don't we say, Take, that the stuff on the bottom is butt up to the top? Well, good. Take it to its logical extension, says the Ritva. Good. the chutzin are still awesome and chamoso. Good. But they still should be bottled to what's above it. Okay? They still should be bottled. Good, but they don't count. They're flimsy. They're bottled. The same way you want to say in the Gemara in Erevin, the stuff on top which is being supported by the stuff on the bottom, we're going to say that contributes to the hefsher because it's being supported by something. It's kulo kielu lamata mechav. So we've got to be consistent. We should say fakert over here. We should say even the part that's the matmi chav, even though it's good, it's the last mechamos, it's good by itself, should be bottled. We should do yud kielu the whole time. No, so that's becoming the minute time. They only say that by what? When it's inherently a problem. Okay? When it's inherently a problem. The husband is supposed to be answered, it doesn't have the capacity to vato what's under the menachon. Okay, but he says, Aval ain't no tzorach b'kan, shekem shakol guf echad anyway, v'yesha tachton chashivas, royal eschach, haru goer achav shalomatamenu, shalomalamenu, la'asosis kemo, and so then he comes on to the other thing about chalal sukkah, which we won't get to now. But everyone see the ritva? So it's important, the ritva is a different, it's basically an auxiliary answer to the kash of Tosis. What was bothering Tosis is how could you say in Erevin, literally, the stuff below the 20 amos is chamos mitzilasa? How can you say that's possible? Why is that good daraisa? Remember, in the Sukkot Erevin, it's all during the bottom. Why is that good daraisa? According to Lishna Pasuk, not only is it not it's okay daraisa, it's even okay darabana. We don't make such a xer, but according to Lishna Kama, we do make such a xer. But how is it good daraisa? That's what Tosafot say. Well, it doesn't really mean chamosa and tzilosa. Right now, it is tzilosa and chamosa, but we're afraid the wind will come and it'll make it chamosa and tzilosa. So that's how Tosafot gets out of it. Tosafot, that we saw yesterday. Here on Daf Dalet, the first teretz over there, Daf Gimel in Erevin. The Ritva says, no, it can mean literally. Okay? But the point is that over there in Erevin, since what's on the bottom is so much, it holds up what's on the top. So then Mamela, it's good. Okay? So then Mamela, it's bottle, what's on top is bottle to that. And it becomes as though everything is under 20. I by Hutzin, but Hutzin can't say that. Hutzin aren't supporting anything. The only way the Hutzin are good is if Taka the Hutzin are themselves. Tzilosim or Mechamosim. Got it? That's the Ritva. Good. We're going to look at now the Ran by us is bothered on Aleph and Beis up to 16. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
So there are a few different ways to, several different ways to sort of like reconcile these sukkahs. We look at Aleph and Beis, and now it's back by us, the Ran by us. Okay. Hai Sugvo Ma'asim Amma. He says, "Ha'isgum es mamahutz yerb socha es mitzilim chamos." I feel shak like kol mashal malam em ksheira demarin es mehutz in lamato. Even if you shave off, right? Shkol again. The Ran used that word. Even if you shave off, I feel shakat like kol mashal malam em. It's still kosher. Why? Because we'll count the 20 from the hutzin. Because the hutzin themselves are kosher. We can disregard what's above it. We laugh, sula. One second. In talmai ramai, why should it be puzzled? But it's going to be good anyway. What do you mean? In the case of Erevin, it is good. Right? You understand? It's a kasha. It's the same thing, right? Well, we said in Erevin, if mitzvah schach is besoch esim, if mitzvah is lamalam esim, it's kosher, even if you shave off the top, even if, it's kosher the rice anyway, even if the bottom is chamos or mitzilosa, right? Afilu hag nishera. We should say the same thing here. What's the Ran asking? Right? The Ran is asking, one second, according to the Gemara in Erevin, he's taking it literally. He's taking that the lower part is chamos or mitzilosa literally. Not like Tosis said, well, it's not. So Tosis answered this kasha by saying, what? Well, it's not really chamos mitzilos. It's really, you know, we're afraid. It is, but we're afraid. Okay, so it's exerit, you know. Or the Ritva answered that we include the stuff at the top. Okay, the Ritva said it really is chamos mitzilos, so with the top. But the Ran gives a different answer. And that is basically, look back at the sources. At the end of the sukkah, look back to, this is the Ran, the Rush elaborates even more than the Ran. Okay, we're going to see the Rosh Hashanah in a second. The look back on the Sugan Erevin on source number 3, the very end of Gimel of an Aleph, go over to Gimel Beis, the very end of that paragraph, and just put it on the base next paragraph. See it? Source 3. It says, Rava Amar. Okay, see at the very end there, Rabba Amar Zev is a kosher. Now, our case of Mitzvos Pesach as a Mitzvos Lamala Masim is good by Mavoi and it's good by Sukkah. Zev is a kosher. Why? Top Gimel Bay is very end of three. Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Chalal Mavoi Tanan. We're interested, our concern is the Chalal. Okay? It's got nothing to do with Schach Puzzle, being Mitzvah, Schach Kosher, any of that. Okay? We're talking about our concern, according to Rav, at the end is Chalal Sukkah Tanan. Okay? As Rashi says in Source 5, Erev and Gimel Beis, Chalal Sukkah Tanan, Esrim Amos Shehusku. Our concern about 20 Amos, Bain B'mavim Ben Mesukkah, is a Chalal Kani. We're talking about, is there airspace of 20 Amos? If there is not, basically what's coming out according to the Rav, we're going to see it more clear in the Rosh, guess what? There's no such rule that Tzchach L'mala Mechaf is possible. You know, there's no such thing. Whoever said it, who said it? Not only, it's going further than that Rabbeinu Tam. Not only is it not inherently possible, Tzchach L'mala Mechaf is not possible at all. Okay, not only it's not, and not because it's being supported or it's tougher, it's not possible at all. You follow what we're saying here?
What's not new between this and Rabbeinu Tam?
What will be the Nafkamina? One second. Okay. The Nafkamina would be, let's just think, let's see. Here we're saying it's kosher completely. Okay, I have a possible Nafkamina. One second, we'll get through it. Okay. I have a possible Nafkamina. Before we get, I want to make sure you understand what the Ron is saying here. Okay, the Rosh, we'll see. I'm going to skip over the mirror for a second. The Rosh has it more clearly. Okay? And I'll come back to the mirror. But with the Ran's asked the same old kasha, right? The Ran answers, Mishum de Chalal Sukkah Tanan. We're talking about that the problem is Chalal Sukkah. So if that's the case, okay? So as long as there is no Chalal, as long as you don't have 20 amos of empty space, as long as some of the beam from Avoy, Schach for Sukkah, extends below 20 amos, thing is kosher, leave me alone. It doesn't matter what's above and Tufel, and it doesn't make a difference. Okay, as long as some of it is within 20. Now, that's not the same thing as the Sukkah Daf Tes. That was talking about where some of the Schach and Schach puzzles are not a matter of 20 amos. Okay, we can't disregard completely the principle of schach, kosher schach. That's why it may relate a bit. Maybe there are times within this, but you don't have to come on to that. What I'm saying is, in this case, the case in Erevin, as long as some of the schach is below, so there's no problem, even if the rest of the schach is no good, okay? Again, no good because of the height. But not because we're saying inherently, it's not possible at all. There's no such din that tzchach l'mala mechaf is possible. It's a little different, again, forget the Nafkamina, a little different the angle of Minatam. Minatam is saying there is such a thing as tzchach possible l'mala mechaf. Tzchach l'mala mechaf is possible. It's just not enough, it's not enough of a psul to mess up the other part. Follow what I'm saying? But by itself, it's possible. According to this, you have a sukkah that's a l'mala mechaf, the schach on top is not possible with anything wrong with the schach. It's the fact that there's more halal. You're asking enough, we'll see in a second. Possible enough. But is everyone with me?
Yeah.
So Mamela, according to what the Ran is saying, so then I... One second. So what about Hutzin? Okay. So why do the Hutzin have to be Silosim Mubicham Osam? Why? As long as there's some Hutzin sticking down, you don't have Chalal Chof. Right? As long as some Hutzin are there, it doesn't, even if it's Chom Tom and Tziltlitz, still, you don't have 20 Amos of plain airspace, right? So he says, V'hocha Nami Neime Hachi, Yishloma Delo Domi, the Hutzin Yordelo Chashivi Kischach, Hilchos Kol Shechamosim Rumi Tzilosim, Keman Delesto Domi, Shein Kim Mitzischach Tachoshim. The answer is no, because if it doesn't have even Shechach, it's nothing. It's not, as what we're saying is, it's a zero. If it's as if it doesn't exist, it's as if there's 20. In other words, halachically, there's 20, there's halal chaf here. If you leave sticking down, that doesn't count. That's called halal chav anyways. A couple of leaves sticking down. What is it? It's nothing. It's not tzchak. It's not anything. Once it's silos v'chamosa, now that, those aren't just leaves anymore. That's called tzchak. Oh, so tzchak, so now you don't have 20 amas halal. If I have, that's the Ron's answer. Our Gemara Nachtal requires tzilos and rumi chamoso to make the leaves into something that in effect, shall we say, breaks up the halal. In order to break up the halal, in order to cancel out the halal of chaf, which we want, right? We don't want halal chaf, no good. We got to have something that cancels the halal. What cancels the halal? Something that's not just a couple of leaves sticking in, that doesn't count. You have enough leaves, it generates, it becomes classified halacha as tzchak. Oh, that's enough to break it up. You follow? That's the Ran. Okay, that's also the Rosh. Let's take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh is by us now. Not the Rosh we read before, but the Rosh by us. Perek Aleph Siman Gimel. Okay, at the beginning anyway. Okay. Hoy so gavo me'asim amo. Okay. You see it at the first page of the Rosh. Hoy so gavo me'asim amo. V'hutzin yardim l'toch esim. In silos v'chamos ha'ksheira, the af al pi shemiktas aschach havei milomal. Okay, so the Gemara asks, so the Eruvin, I'm reading parak hava de Eruvin, chalal sukatlan, chalal movitlan. But what do you mean? If miktas aschach hi milomal, one second. Yeah, if miktas, see the Korban Nisan, I think points to the Ran, right? Did I miss that? Yeah, he's going to send it to the Ran. But we'll see the Korban HaSalah inside in a second. I should put it in my comments. But anyway, so the Rosh says, Yafal pi, shemiktas aschach yil milamal. So harmin and parakam and the Arab, and chalal sukatan, chalal mobitan. Okay? Even though some of the schach is above milamala, okay? But it doesn't matter. Why not? Because the main factor here is chalal sukatan. Right? The main factor is not to have. In other words, I can read it again. Okay? Some of the schach is above, who cares? So some schach is above. As long as what I have below is interfering, cancels out, ruins the halal, or negates the halal, that's good enough. Okay? Because halal mobi, halal sukha, halal mobi tan. He has to twist the language of the Gemara. Because the truth of the matter is, these hutzim, don't we kind of picture all along, and we kind of picture all along that you have your sukkah, right? There's lots of branches, and some of the branches stick down, right? Some of the leaves and so on stick down. But the truth is, they don't really have to stick down, says the Rosh. As long as they are just above the 20, just below the 20 amma mark. It doesn't have to be like, you know, kind of things sticking in the way. As long as, it's not, you know, hutzin yard, the tochof, mashu, yeah, at least the line is so, not yuna, so kind of sounds like it was going in. You don't have to come to that, says the Rosh. He says, the hachi perusha, hutzin yard, the tochof, klomar, shemagios ad halal chof. I remember we discussed at the very beginning of the parak. Remember we talked about asim amos and so on. Is it space? Actually, it's going to begin an era, right? On the first half an era. So he says, "Kolmar shemagias ad chalal chav ksheira v'imlav psula the command the less nehudami nimtza she'en aschach magia ad chalal chav." But if it's so little that it's reaching that low that it hits the chav amavar, that's no good. So the Ran, I think, said a little more clearly than the Rosh. That's why I showed it to you, the Ran. Okay, let's take a look at the Korban Nisanal in Nun, Os Nun. Okay? Well, actually, for a second, look at Samach. He says, the command the less new domi. Masha eno came with mikvas aschach, afal pi de chavos mitzilosa, kosher, de kosher, ayin Ran. The Korban Nisanal sends you the Ran because the Ran spells it out more clearly. You know, in the case in Erevin, so there, it's something substantial. It's true. That's what Korban HaSalah is saying. That's what Ron said. It's true. Chamosim from itself. It's also, but it's still something more substantive than a couple of leaves. That's the distinction. Okay, so that's really a whole different way of learning this whole sugya. Okay. Yeah. The correspondent Nun goes on to something else. And his reason, he just explained. Let's look to the first part, just the first part. Okay. The Govo Gord, that's over the top. Of course, Rabbeinu Perek says Sim Yudal. That's the Russia we saw later in Sim Yudal, right? But then he just gives a reason. He says, Tzark Loma, the Hachi Purushra, Maik Shera, Balo Kilash Yiplu Ahutsu Lamata, who was that tier, it's Hadam and Perek Havad Eben, Chalal Sukkot, and Mal Lana Lochosh, but Ova Etzchach, Ola Malam Esim, Harbet, if you should eat a heck of me, she Ome Tachas a Sukkot, the Kayman Shain, but Chalal Esim, Shalta Be'ena. Okay, he quotes him in the other. He disagrees, but just to be swore. What's taka the svara of halal sukkah tonight? I mean, so and here I don't know if it's quite enough kamina in terms of Rabbeinu Tam, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, what is above is schach possible. Okay, it just doesn't ruin. It's not strong enough schach possible. It's not inherently possible to. But according to what we're saying here, we don't have to come with a case that's enough to come in, though, another case. This is what I was thinking, it's not really. You know, what he's saying is that the whole purpose, assuming the 20 amas is shalto be'ena, right? So, lamaisa, I see within 20 amas, I see some stuff. Well, it's a thin layer and it's much thicker. What difference does that make? That's the svara of halal sukkah tonight. What's the svar of halal sukkah? We're only concerned because more than 20 amas, whether it's or shade, you know, whatever it is. But lamaisa, within 20 amas, there's some schach. It's a thin layer and there's tons of other stuff on top of it. So, according to this approach, you don't have to come on and say that it's possible. See, according to Ben Tam, taka, what's above it is possible. And again, I don't think of an afkamina unless you want to say, let's see, according to him, the Hutzin, let's bring it over to Hutzin. We said that what the Hutzin have to be Tzilas and Ruchamas, and why? Again, because it's not chashuv enough to break it. It's not chashuv to break up the Chalal. Right, that's what the Ran says basically. The Rosh is saying, we're not to explain it, the Hutzin have to be strong enough, they have to be something substantial in order to break up the Chalal of Chaf. Would that be true? Maybe I've been a top thing out loud. You know, everyone knows anything. What's practically enough? You know, I said, and according to this approach of the Ram, the Rosh, in our sugya, you don't need to come on. Not only is it's not inherently puzzle, it's only a hype problem. It's not even puzzle as a hype problem. It's not puzzle at all. There's no such rule that schach above chaf is no good. It's not no such rule. The issue is halal. Okay, so as long as even a small amount, not that small like hutzin, or it doesn't count, it's just a couple of leaves sticking out, but something substantial is enough. So Eitan said, what's the nafkamina between that and Rabbeinu Tam, that it's possible, inherently possible. So I'm thinking that, let's see, according to the, so let's bring the case over to us by Hutzin. According to us, the reason the Hutzin have to be substantial is to break up the halal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Hutzin have to be tzilos and ruach hamos. Yes, well, still not going to be a practical nafkamina, but it's a svar nafkamina. According to us, I say us, I mean the Rosh Hashanah from today, according to us, why does our Gemara require the Hutzin have to be Tzilas and Ruach HaMosim? Because that's not strong, otherwise not chashuv enough to break up the Chalal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it was not operating with Chalal Chav. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam holds it, no, above Chav is schach possible. It's just not enough to ruin. It's a different reason. So why does the according to the time we said before, why does the why do the hutzin have to be tzilos from mechamos?
He gave a different reason.
What's that?
Yeah, he gave a different reason.
Yeah, why do the according to, let's say, the Rosh and so on. So why the Rosh and Yudalit? So why does it have to be? Let's see it again. Why does it have to be? Why does it have to be tzilos from mechamos? Because we are concerned about Siruv. It's only the difference. Again, the Rosh's key word was Siruv. You have to Mitzarev. We needed the other stuff to Mitzarev. Here you didn't need it. Here you didn't need it.
Rambam said why he thinks it needs to be plus from Ramah at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Tosas and Erevin. I just got a question. Oh my gosh, I really hope it's not reading in that hustle.
One second. They're bound together, yeah, that was that terrace. Oh, you're going back to there. One second.
Yeah, that's the last part of the
Narrative. Like,
they're bound together.
That was the concern. We say, or Tosis, the wind, it's going to knock everything down. And that's where we'd more tend to possibly Hutsin because it's connected. Again, it's not going to be a practical enough kamina, but it'll be for us. We'd say to that point, so what? So what if it'll, you know?
It's still breaking up the challah.
What? It's still breaking up the challah. So that's good enough. But it's not a practical enough kamina, you know.
Yeah, no.
It's a lumdish enough. Okay, it's a good question. Okay. All right, anyway, so we have, Lemaisa, a number of different ways to look at. First of all, we resolve the possible steer between our Gemara and the Gemara in Erevin, either the way of Tosis, or the Tosis here by us, that it's different because there's lots of Hutsin, and therefore we're not worried about the same problem we're worried about over there. Okay, but really over there also, it's Chamasim itself. It's literally, we're concerned there about, not that it is Chamasim itself, but it's potentially. Or you have the Ritva's explanation that it literally is Chamas Mitzilosim. Okay, it's only good because the Ritva says that since it's Tzalmech, it becomes part of it, the Bechidish. Okay, then we had the Rosh and Rav Yoh, now the Rosh over here with the Rat. A little bit of another angle. So different ways how to learn. Okay. I guess I may as well look at the Miri just to we'll see a summary. Okay, 17. Okay, is everyone with me? I think we have the sugya straight now. Okay, and then we'll see the conclusion in terms of halacha. So 17. Rabiri, I hear by sukkah dalam and aleph. Hoy suk bo michav. Elo shehutz in shoschach. Ratzol roshayim hatluyim. Right, the stuff that's hanging. What do you call it? Low-lying fruit, right? The stuff that's hanging. Yordim utoch es in kishatar roes eschach kenotol. Hutzim Mishar Mimso, Hutzim Rubin, Kol Kacha, should sell a Sukkah Shema, Hutzim Rubin, Chamasa, Ksheira, if even without, just summarize the more, if even without the other stuff, it's still kosher, it's good. It's still Chaptam, it's still Silos, Chamasa, it's kosher. Umorim Mehem, in love, our in Kimisha, Eno Absul. Otherwise, we disregard them. Yay, Sholimbo. Hi, Mahalo, Barishan, Shal, Erebin, Amru, Chalal, Sukkah, Tanan. And he goes right away to Chalal Sukkah, Tanan, Chol, Shemita, Sap, Zoch, Zimama, Okay, as long as there's no airspace in 20, even Cain. Okay, they're spelling out our kasha, right? Based on a conclusion, that's why I put the Miri here with the Ram, with the Rosh. Based on a conclusion that Gemara there, that we have the only concern is Chalal Sukkah. Okay, as long as you have something sticking down. And that interrupts the halal, that breaks up the halal, so it's good. So how come we don't say the same thing here by Hutzin? Even if it's Hamas and Mitzilas, so what? It's still breaking up the 20 others, yeah? Okay? So he says, ain't okay. because on the fifth line there, Shahutzim Einim Chashuvim, the Osurim with Starev. So he gives an answer which is not the same. Not that Chashuvim, he still, see, and maybe that's not thing, maybe that's a minute also, it's still, you still need a Tziruf. He says, Einim Chashuvim is only Starev, Echein Shem Bedele Minaschach Legamri. The Dover Akhver Akro, Mutus Schach Malak, Kol Echon, Mushu Tsiruf, Schach Posel Leka, Shain Schach Posel, Kushu Posel Mitzar Atzma, that's an Atan, right? But Ain Akhar, Ali was talked as a Sukkah was Okhov, was Okhov. Kind of intertwines them, like, you know, he's. Well, was he saying in the Hoots? He seems to be saying there still has to be. He says it a little differently. I'm still trying to think about nafkamina, but forget that for a moment. Okay, the hutzim, if they're not chamosim, if they're not tzilosim or chamosim, and our gemara insists that they have to be chamosim tzilosim or chamosim, because if not, so then the only way that they can accomplish anything is with a tziruf to what? To what's above it. Well, if it's just a few leaves here, it's not chosher enough to be mitzaref. Now, why do we need it all together? Because that's what's breaking up the halal. It's just another way of saying what the Ran said, right? It's not chosher enough to break up the halal. The way the Miri presents it, it's not chosher enough because it has to be, you have to be mitzaref with something, right? It has to be, this by itself is not tzach chosher, okay? These leaves have to be considered something of importance that's mitzuruf to other branches, then you can say it breaks up the halal, but by itself it won't. All right. We come up with some of our prayers, we talk to Jesus, also shall make this chap, b'shukeh, and so on, shall call shim at the robot, shall mala, b'chav k'notu, y'inisho tzilos m'rucham, also mitzam and farsh, m'asham, m'asham, t'chila. All right, it works out, the suya, that's Tosis. It works out, certain Tosis. There's one thing I want to show on this, this Miriam to find it. V'chein yesh mish mitash shatirin. See that? 5 lines in the bottom. V'chein yesh mish shatirin. It's b'kush hazu. Dahi de mikta schach. B'shach koros shaschach nishan aleim. L'mata mechav. Elo sh'atze haschach mis'avim ad sh'kulam o mitzosu l'mal mechav. V'ficha k'shera ap mizvan k'shtar roes haschach k'noto. The koros have an ikar. That's the ritva. That's the supporting situation. Shadina lebasa ikar. Avozusha Rakan here by the Hutzich. Sha'afa koros malachov. The Hutzicham sochas with Rambit Taylorman. I'll talk to them. Okay, don't pay attention. They just summarize it. What he says there at the end is that ritva and why Hutzim are different. Okay, just to finish up, so let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I went out the Shittas. I think we lined up the Shittas.
I mean, here he's like the ritva.
The end of the mirror is like we told.
Yeah.
He says a little different. He says a little differently, but that's what he's saying, yeah. He says in the early part he's having a top. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch in Archaim Sin Tov Reishlam Gimel Sif Bey says, Hoysa Gvoa Yosef Esrim, Gvoa Yosef Esrim, Sukkah is bigger than 20 hours. The Hutzim, parenthesis, Pirish, Anafim Ktanim Ima Alin Shalayim. You know, the small branches that have leaves on it. You know, that's the end of the branches. So, yard lamata, im tzilosa meruba chamosa, ksherim lav psul. Period. Does not put any of the, Shohar does not put in any of the limitations, okay, according to any of the shittas that we had, the earlier shittas, okay, as long as there are hutsin that go down, and it's what Gemara says, it has to be tzilosa meruba chamosa, ksherim. Okay, lav psul. Why should that be? Okay, so again, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Kot Nei because the 20. So all over Shem Nimdod Arahutzin Lecha Chalal Yosef Esrim. We're back to that answer. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be assuming like that answer of the Rosh and the Ran. They're all were kinsmen. There's no. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Well, the Hutzin. I mean, you could argue didn't say because you didn't have to. But I would have expected the Mishnah Berurah to say in 19. Hayosim Yosef Esrim. And the hoots of Yard and Lamata, they have to be Tzilsam, but therefore we disregard what's above. It doesn't give you any of that detail. But according to Mishri, it doesn't have to, because there's no problem. What's above it is good. Like the Rav said, what's above is good. Okay, the Ran said, well, the Tzchad is no such psulah. The problem is not to have Chalal Yosef and Esrei. And that's how the Shara Tzion, there, it's in Oschez, 31, Oschez, quotes Tosus and the Rosh, Parakama, the Erevin of Gimel Beis, that's the second answer to Tosus, the Rosh and Erevin, which we didn't see, the Sukkah Daftal, which we didn't see, the Chain Kazor Azur was the Sukkah of Ahokia Kemedime Rashi, the Chain of Iskima Chronim, Abach, Abidi Hashem, Amor Hamashek, the Lokomot Rom, the Chlit of the Gavaran Mode, the Kain Ladino, the Dibber Harosh. Hechi sheyit shahayu haoutz in silos mechamosam heim chashivi kischach gomor below be'in and share the toch halal chaf. Okay, they just have to reach the chaf to prevent it. They're not to actually extend down into the, you know, into the 20. Just as long as they're without it, it's not 20. Okay, become him because of something else. Okay, emesim machonim ano. Okay. Yeah. What does it mean? I think that's what it means. It says the lo bein and sheyer. Just something else. The lo bein and sheyer the b'tom chalal chav. Is he backtracking? I mean, he didn't say that sheyer. That's what he says. I think this means they don't have to extend down, what we said before. I was thinking, is he backtracking and saying, no, they don't have to come down into the 20? No, okay, leave it alone, like we said. Finally, the Bir Halacha, there it's in Tafra Shalom Yosef Beis. So he raises the kasha. This is the Bir Halacha and Siv Beis of some Tafresh on Gimel 22. Siv Beis. Tafresh on Gimel Siv Beis. We love Pasul. The Alpha guy. So we insist that the Hutzin have to be what? Silta Rubachapta. Right? That's for sure. I have Alpha guy the Paskin of Lael. The Heker Shein Machal Yosem Chaf. Afilu Kol Schach on the Malam Esem Kosher. Okay? Mashmin Afilu Ein Mizhacha Tachton Lehuda Shir Kadesh Tiet Silusim Rubachamas. But don't we Paskin? Then we pass in that the whole issue is, you know, that the issue is halal esrim, like Rava said at the end. The whole issue is halal esrim, and therefore, if the issue is halal esrim, even if the tzchach doesn't have tzilas and ruchamos, it should still be good. Let's read it inside. He says, "The afagav the baskin leil dehechish ein b'chal yos mechav afilu kol tzchach halam malam esrim kosher." Why? Okay. As long as the total yield is tzilas merchamosa, so in kain ochanami nitzarev schach hagamor lehutzin. Okay, he wanted to say that even if the Hutzin themselves are not Tzilos Merchamos, so let's even start it with the other branches. We're just saying it's kosher. Ayin Baran, Shatirates, the Hutzin Yardim lo chashivi kischach. It's just that answer from the Ran. No, the Hutzin and Yardim are not considered like schach at all. Hilcha. Kol she'ein Tzilos Merchamos, machmas atzman keman nolestu domi. Okay. It's not chashiv enough to count. Nimtza shechalosa, we simply don't count those few leaves sticking out, and now you're going to have a problem with more than 20 others. K'ma she'enekin b'schach t'chashiv, k'ein k'ozo rosh, gam k'ein, d'ch'ein tzilos m'chamos, and k'ma d'les d'domi. Okay?
So he thinks that this, when the Shulchan Aruch says that you need tzilos m'chamos, that's daft by Hutzim, but if it was any other type of schach,
you wouldn't know. Yeah. Now he says, the nearly was finished. Pasha, the beofen ze afilo hutz yodu l'toch chalal chaf gam kein posel kol shaschach shalom malam ena hutzim hu yosim esim amin haaretz hu afin ze. Okay, he posits not like we said. He says maybe nearly pasha the beofen ze afilo hutzim yodu l'toch chalal chaf. Okay, even if you have hutzim that are extending into the 20 hour point. And it's not tzilas v'rachamasa, right? And it's not, then it's going to be posel. Now can posel. Kol shaschar shalom alamelu tum yosem esim alam in the aretz. Ufizef shalom with the madrakel of orbehut yotah chop hulash minim brusa the sefer. If ain't tzilas v'rachamasa, I'm filled both from zem posel. If it's, one second, tzilas v'rachamasa, if it's yes, tzilas v'rachamasa, that's enough to break up. So nearly pleasure. Say it again. The ba'ofen zeh, afilo ahutzin yardo toch halacha. What kind of hutzin? Where it's ein tzilas v'rachamasa. Yeah, in other words, what he's saying is, in order to break up, in order to break up halal, you need schach. That's the point. You need something that qualifies as schach. Schach breaks up the halal. Leaves don't. He says, I feel a hoots in your toch halach. I'm not like the top. And it mama sticks in, you have leaves. But it's not enough. It's still going to be puzzle because the schach, lemaisa, is all above 20 amas. Okay? Again, it's dealing with the lashon hoots in your toch. You know, we don't really need hoots in your toch. But if you have hoots in your toch, which I would think is more of a reason to say that the halal has been interrupted with, has been tampered with, it's sticking down, and so on and so forth. No, it's still not. It's still not good. Why? Because it's not tzchach. If it's so little that chamos with that, whatever comes in is completely disregarded. Okay? It's completely disregarded. And I said, why does the Gemara use the expression hutzin yardu tocha? You don't really need hutzin. Hutzin are adchav. He says, because if ain't silosa rubin chamosa, even if they're yartin tochaf, it's possible. You follow? That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. In other words, the language of the Gemara, which Sharon already acknowledged was difficult, okay, well, that, it shouldn't say hutsu yartin tochaf. They're at the 20 amma mark. So you don't have 20 amma's worth of airspace, right? They're not yartin when we first drew it, right? It's not sticking in. But you don't need that. As long as it's at the 20 amma mark, it's not good, okay? However, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if it is mamish interferes, there I think, what do you mean? It's not 20 amas of airspace. Right? True, it's just leaves, but it's not 20 amas of airspace. But that's what the Ran meant. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. We disregard that. Because the only thing that can break up the 20 amas is something that qualifies as tzchach itself. And therefore, if it's not tzchach, I don't care if it extends all the way down. You've got leaves all over the place. It doesn't matter. We disregard that halacha because that's not called tzchach. Because it's not tzilosim or mechamosim, and therefore we throw it out. And that's why, says Tosas, why did the Gemara use the expression hutzim yard l'tochav? A toch, you don't have to be toch. It's already good if it's not toch. No, it's come to tell us that even if it's tochav, it's still no good if not tzilosim or mechamosim. That's the limit. Okay? So that's the end of the series. I gave you a sheet today, right? So yeah. The other part is saying today, if you want to see it in the afternoon, or if... tomorrow we'll begin that sugya of Asar. The back page of the Maimonides is a section from the traditional Zalba Salavetchik of the Rambam. As much as you can get through, we'll do. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay? Tomorrow, I'll be through that, then she'll be tomorrow and Sunday. Okay? Very good. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.